You was talking about cotton and the...
Yeah, they was, you see, they told us putting in wide rows and long ways in the drill and not having to move stalk, plant it real early and get all the through the head of the weed before he got carried. That's because he got too many of them raised. But none of that didn't do no good. Now the way we do it now, you see, put them close rows and have it sit in the drill.
Mm-hmm. I see close rows. Now.
Well, close rows, we put it, you see, we put them rows 4.5 foot, mm-hmm. the cotton rows in. Now we put them 34 inches, mm-hmm. at less than 3 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And have 4 or 5 times as much in the drill as we had at that time. And of course we used more fertilizer than we did at that time too.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I used to put my corn in 6 foot rows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I would put a row of peanuts between every row of that.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have that corn out there. Wouldn't do to put it too thick. Because it wouldn't make good. Wouldn't make nothing if you had it too thick. And if you had solid corn, you put them rows 4 foot and stretched it in your drill.
Mm-hmm.
6 foot, you could draw it up some in your drill. In other words, you're supposed to make as much corn per acre